This is Author Talk, brought to you by Author House, the leading provider of services to help authors publish, promote, and sell their books. Author Talk is produced by TogiNet Radio, on the web at toginet.com.
The title of the book, I Am a Rainbow, and the author is Roseanne D'Erasmo Script. And Roseanne joins us now on Author Talk. Hello, Roseanne.
Hi, Steve.
Good to have
nice
you
to hear
with
from
us.
You.
Well, it's great to have you with us, and we all love a rainbow and all the colors. We're always drawn to the rainbow, and we're going to talk about a rainbow of colors, energy fields within us, and fascinating discussion. Let me read this book. Is done in a beautiful way for children, but of course adults can learn from it probably even as much as children or more. You say this, two children, Marissa and Joey, are led through esoteric gardens of color. And we want to emphasize the illustrations in the book are just, well, they're out of this world. Esoteric Gardens of Color by a loving and knowledgeable master teacher who teaches them about their human energy field, the rainbow within. They learn about the locations, colors, and attributes of each center. This book is the first in a trilogy for children and parents and anyone who would like to open his or her world to learning about the human energy field. How did you get involved in the human energy field, Roseanne?
Years ago, it was about 1998. My dad was quite ill, and I just put my hands lovingly over him and told him to picture a beautiful blue light and think about all, there's five of us daughters, and think about how the five of us love him so much. And he was facing open heart surgery, and his pretty much tubed up, and you know what they do, they connect you to all machines. My sister was a nurse, and she's in the room, and she looked over, and she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I don't know, I'm sending him love." And she said, "Well, look," and all of his machines had all leveled off, and he became quite calm. He opened his eyes and said, "Put that warm blanket around me again, honey." And I said, "Okay, Dad." And my sister was a bit astounded, and as were other family members. And I just said, "You know what, guys, let's just send him some love." So that kind of got me started. And then a woman that I met in he was in a mobile home park at that time. She did Reiki energy work. And I met her, and she did a healing on me and said, "You know, Roseanne," she got to my hands and said, "Child, you must do something with this." And I said, "Well, what do I do?" So she sent me back to Buffalo, New York, and I went to a great bookstore called Inspiration Point, which, by the way, is now carrying my book. And they introduced me to a number of places I could go to get energy training. And I started my training and working with nurses and other people interested in the energy field. And my main training was with Healing Touch International. So I became a certified Healing Touch practitioner, which takes about 5 years and requires a great deal of study. And in addition, I also became trained in Reiki and Lomi Lomi, which is energy healing for the Hawaiians. So I have a great background now in energy work, and that's actually how I got started.
So this is a line of information, as you call it, information to help people who are seeking inner peace and tranquility. And it's obviously some may question this and may say, you know, that can't possibly work. You always have those people who challenge things that they don't understand. How do you teach people? Obviously, this book, I guess we ought to just get into the teachings of your book, because really that's what your book is doing, right?
Yes, it is. It's a learning experience, and very, very didactic, as you said, very much of a master teacher with Joey and Marissa, who represent all of us. So Joey and Marissa provide the questions that say, "Huh? What do you mean? What are you talking about? I thought I had a tummy in the back."
Right.
And it's for those who are seeking some information, I always say dipping their toe into the waters of energy work or energy healing, and who realize that we're more than this physical being, but we are energy. And so this energy actually has a form within us and around us. And so I've started with talking about these centers that are within us, and they have colors and they have attributes, qualities. They actually govern sections of the body, but I kept it very simple because it's, again, a beginning. And my book, I believe what I'm trying to do is take some very esoteric information and bring it to a level of common understanding so that parents and children could sit down and talk about this, as well as people just starting to have an interest in knowing about their own energy.
So the book is filled with these beautiful illustrations, colorful illustrations, the rainbow within us, and you start out with the color red. Now, there are seven main places of energy in your body, and each one has its own color. Tell us about the color red.
Well, the red is representative of your root, which is at the base of your spine. And red is all about being grounded and centered and cultivating a sense of the earth and just being very connected. So we walk around in the world. Oftentimes, I'm sure you've met them, Steve, people who just seem like they're in their head a lot or very scattered. And so what those people could do is simply take a deep breath, think of the color red, really center on that section of their body, and center and feel the calmness that will come with that. Hmm. It's very simple, and this is what I'm trying to do with thought and centering and breath, and then even holding your hands above that center, you can actually bring what you need to help you.
So the first color is red. What are some of the other colors?
So then it actually moves up the rainbow. So you move to your sacral, which is the bottom of your back, and that's orange. That's actually in charge of your emotions and your creative powers. And you move into and your sensations and feelings. And you move into yellow, which is at your tummy and at your solar plexus. And that's really all about yourself. And so I explain it with the children instead of talking about self-esteem, because that's a little hard for kids. Say it's about courage and generosity and intelligence. It's all about yourself. As you move further up, it's up your heart. And, of course, all of these centers are right up, going up your spine. So then it's up your heart is green, and the color is, or the color is representative of love and healing and wisdom. And we move into your throat, which is blue, and that's representative of your voice and your truth. And I even make the comment of it's a long journey from your head to your heart because it has to get through the throat. And it's very hard for people to actually speak their truth. And it's about commitment and choices. And we move on to your brow, which is indigo, the color of indigo, and that is your intuition. And sometimes people will call that your third eye. And then finally, your purple, which is violet, which is your crown. And that's your connection to energy, to above. And it's your spiritual connection and your higher intuition, your higher wisdom.
So these gardens that you created these images of gardens through these great illustrations. And Joey and Marissa and this master teacher are walking through these, as you call them, meditative gardens.
Yeah.
And they're asking lots of questions. So obviously you believe that it's important for children to start learning these kinds of principles.
Well, I've been an educator for 27 years, and I've recently retired from the Buffalo Public School System. And so I've worked with children, and I can see our children run around very, very scattered. And so if we could bring away, and it would have to come from parents and children, because it's the kind of book, because it does have a spiritual component, we do talk about prayer and divinity. When you get to the sixth and seventh chakras or the energy centers, the parents have to buy into it because this is their children. So it's not something that I could have easily brought into public school. However, it is something that would greatly help our children if they could even just learn to breathe and bring color into an area and understand that it gives them peace and calm. And so even intellectually, if you have children who are having trouble, we think, oh, that would be the head, but actually you want to bring energy into your solar plexus in the color yellow. So that would be very, very helpful for our children to help them stay balanced so they can be open to better learning. Our children not only have to be learning in this world and education, but they have to learn how to get along with one another. And with our energy is constantly interacting with the energy of other people. So sometimes, you know, have you ever walked up to somebody and you actually feel a bristling?
Sure.
Like, what's that about?
Yeah.
And they have
yeah.
a lot going on, perhaps, in their field, and
sure.
you're responding to it. Or the opposite, that you immediately feel a connection and a great
mm-hmm.
lovingness towards this person. You're like, wow, where'd that come from? And they're emanating this beautiful joy and love that comes from their field. So, yeah, I mean, it was something that I used for myself always in education, but now I want to bring it to children through their parents and through other teachers and people who are interested in sharing that idea with the children, because it will help them in their everyday life.
And you say this is a gift that we all have.
Absolutely. We all can, by quietly centering ourselves and doing some breathing, we can actually start to activate and feel that energy within. And then by bringing in color and thought and keeping it very positive, we actually alter what was perhaps a negative field or some hardships, and we bring in some goodness into us. We all have that ability. As an energy worker, I do this with people, but my goal is to show them that they can do this for themselves. So I'm all about empowering people, which is what my book is really about. It's empowering by teaching the first steps, which is the energy centers.
And quiet is so important.
Oh, well, our days are so busy, and they're filled with noise, they're filled with people, they're filled with music and sound, and not that those things aren't good. They are very good for us, but we need to balance it, and that's what we have trouble with. When we have an imbalance, then we have illness, or we have openings for illness. And in my study, I've learned that before you get sick, the illness gets caught up in your energy fields and in your energy centers and then hits your body. So if we could learn to say, oh, you know what, I'm not going to let that get to me. That's not going to bother me. I'm not going to let it get into my body, and really control how we react to situations and how we can control our own energy fields, then we can actually help ourselves stay healthier.
Now, you've teamed up with your musical son, Matthew.
Yes,
and
I
have created a couple of CDs. Tell us about those.
Oh, I'm so pleased with them. I commissioned my son, who is he plays guitar and he writes music and he sings. And he's been going to DePaul University for 5 years. He has a dual degree in music and business and sound recording technology. And he also plays out in Chicago every weekend, just about. He's got a band called Wait What? And I commissioned him to do some beautiful guitar melodies that would be very relaxing. So through his training, he had classical training, but he also is very, very upbeat now, and, you know, jazz and pop music, and I don't even know the name of it, but it's great music. But for me, he created beautiful, lovely, relaxing guitar melodies. So his CD is called Flotations, and then I took his music as a background, and then I created my CD, which is Flotations with Meditation, and it basically follows the colors of the rainbow and bringing energy to the rainbow within us. So it follows very much the book. So it's a nice, it goes hand in hand with what we have going on in the book. And that will help people as well if they need to be able to hear something about their own energy centers.
You say that your book is quite unique and that it provides a format and an intellectual framework for children and family and colleagues in an area that has been reserved for adult learning.
Yes. When I researched the idea of children learning about their energy centers. I was unable to find anything. I actually wrote this book in 2003. It's taken me this long to get it rolling, but and it's been refined and rewritten. The idea came to me, why do we all have to become ill in order to, you know, accept something somewhat alternative about who we are? And then the idea came, well, maybe I can help people learn about it through pictures. And then the idea came, well, maybe we need to get our children learning, because our children are being born into this world and people don't know how to talk to them about this, because it's, you know, it's kind of out there for a lot of people. So what I'm trying to do is bring it down to earth. And I did, I believe, in my book. I believe that children and parents and other teachers can sit down and have great discussions about themselves. They can actually walk away and be able to energize their energy field after working with this book. I think that there's nothing else like it out there. I've looked. There are some books about, of course, many books about energy centers and chakras and many books about healing. And there are some books about children, and I'm a healing touch practitioner, so there is one about healing that's written by one of my colleagues. And it's more of a black and white and kind of a workbook. And that's very good, and it starts the idea of working with centers. But this one is so beautifully illustrated and so beautifully delves into the concepts of each energy center. And there's nothing out there like it. It's the only one, to my knowledge.
And the title of the book, I Am a Rainbow. And the author is Roseanne D'Erasmo Script. Roseanne, tell us how to get your book.
Oh, well, go on authorhouse.com. That's the easiest way and the best way to get it. If you happen to be in Buffalo, New York, you can go to Inspiration Point, which is on Elmwood, or Rust Belt Books, which is on Allen, or The Bookworm, which is in East Aurora. And we have a new store on Grant called West Side Stories. Isn't that a great name? And that they are all carrying my book as well. And I would invite you to look at my website, BuffaloHealingTherapies.com, and on that you will see the book and the CDs, and you also could go on IamARainbow.net, which will take you to the CDs and books. The CDs are available on CDBaby.com. And you would just punch in Matt Script, Roseanne Script. And all of that information also is linked all to the websites. So authorhouse.com is the easiest way, and I invite you to look at my book and look at my websites and hop on.
Well, Roseanne, thanks for being with us on Author Talk.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. It was great talking to you, Steve.